Live in a nation where it seems like freedom of speech is treason. If you speak against the regime that leads it, they brainwashing our seeds with the pledge of allegiance and leave them believing they need them to keep bleeding the Middle East and get little Timmy or Tommy to join the army and never come back to his mommy. She got a letter that said I'm sorry from the president, even though it's evident that one of his representatives stamped his signature on the letterhead. She protested the war to stop the killing and became a media villain. At the same time, from the same kind of corporations that take lives in the quest for cash while privately funded puppets take mine. Anything that ain't Republican, it ain't American.
You didn't vote for Bush, what the fuck are you, a terrorist?
It's this kind of thinking that's making all the derelicts, people that scheming and plotting to topple Lady America. This nation that I live in is unforgiving, it's prison. Ask somebody in the system to tell you to listen. Don't believe everything that you see up in your vision. It's people on a mission to take what it is you're giving. You pull up on your coast, take your women and rape your children. Take you overseas on a ship packed to the ceiling. Put you on your knees on the block right for the selling. Tell you that you ain't even human, your life is hellish. I live in a nation where racism is evident. Unity is practiced, but under the skin we're pessimists. Some of us live in pestilence, reading the Holy Testament, believing there's a greater reason behind our oppression, and it's not one. Nope.
You better run and get the shotgun,
said the man when he saw the Klan standing on his land. Demanded he hand himself over in the name of Jesus before they rushed the house and chained him to a car and left his body on the side of the road broken in a million pieces. Imagine how much this happened before our so-called freedom. You best believe that the government sees our toil. They don't do nothing to cease it. They too busy with seizing oil. Every time I see the media speak, you condescend my people is weak. It just makes me a freak. And I just leak the heat for these streets when I speak on the beat. It's revolution without a corporate leash. This nation that I live in is unforgiving. It's prison. Ask somebody in the system, they'll tell you to listen. Don't believe everything that you see up in your vision. It's people on a mission to take what it is you're giving. Record labels don't care if you never were a street physician. To flip your life around and then transform it to fiction. Get you shot up in the street by the people that lived it. Or trapped inside a prison for being something you isn't. I live in a nation where hip-hop's a sensation, but corporations filter the truth from radio rotations. They wanna make us seem degrading and faithless, so they making the parents hate us while the children are paying us.
And little Bobby has got a chronic problem with listening to the Chronic album and got some chronic up in his closet now.
His father found it and grounded him for the day. He was scared to blame himself, so he pointed at Dr. Dre instead of the reflection he sees in the mirror every day. People always want their problems to magically go away. Poof. The truth is that hip-hop is here to stay, but as long as cash rules, we'll be forever getting raped. It's great in my skin to see rappers blindly jump into the game and not recognize when they selling their soul for the fame. How far would you go for a recognizable name? How far would you go for recognition and fame? This nation that I live in is unforgiving, it's prison. Ask somebody in the system to tell you to listen. Don't believe everything that you see up in your vision. It's people on a mission to take what it is you're giving. Politicians stealing from the same people they represent, basing all the laws from the morals of a Christian. But can't take the heat when the revolution's in the kitchen. I hate it when rappers like Master P start to spit. This nation that I live in is unforgiving, it's prison. Ask somebody in the system to tell you to listen. Don't believe everything that you see up in your vision. It's people on a mission to take what it is you're giving.
Yeah, 2003.